Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the Feast of St. Rose of Lima, and from the United States we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope, living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching today is entitled Different Perspectives, and the reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going out about the third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said to them, "You go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right, I will give you." So they went. Going out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, he did the same. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing. And he said to them, "You go into the vineyard too." And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his steward, "Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first." And when those hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the landowner, saying, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." But he replied to one of them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity?" So the last will be first and the first last. There is usually more than one way to look at things. For example, for many years, the existence of labor unions has emphasized the connection between hours worked and salaries earned. And today's crippling strike of Hollywood's writers and actors continues to emphasize the relationship. If I ever doubt the accepted link between work and money, I only have to recall the day I tried to teach this parable to a class of high school sophomores. When they realized that I was taking the landowner's part, they were outraged over what they called his unfair decision to be generous rather than to pay larger salaries to those who work more hours. That's one way to look at it. But we know that in this parable, Jesus is not talking about a landowner hiring workers. Jesus' purpose, as it often is to tell us about the kingdom of his Father and to bring to life the Father's love for all of us, which is who the Father is. And the core of Jesus' message in this parable, in the kingdom of the Father, earning has nothing to do with anything. The Father, like the landowner, doesn't care about hours worked or the reward a worker deserves. Deserving also has nothing to do with anything. As the landowner says, "I choose to give to this last as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity?" What the Father gives is love, and we who receive it don't earn it. Our job is to accept God's love gratefully and freely, and to learn from it something that Jesus doesn't spell out. The Father's hope that we will pass along the generosity we have received to those who need it, not to those who earn it. That's another way to look at the parable. And it presents an interesting teaching moment.